This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That was Victim of the Crime by Phoenix from the album Alphabetical. You're listening to Get Serial on 90.7 with Cake and Kelto. Here's what happened. So, we realised libraries are a giant scam.
Indeed. I think we deep down knew it all along.
Yep. Yeah. But you can get books for free. It's like torrenting, but legal. So we are going to do a sketch in which we police crackdown on libraries. But first, we need to know if they're good or bad.
Exactly.
And what better place to look than Cosmopolitan quizzes?
Do you think there could be more than two personalities for cops? Like, say, if there's... I mean, you often in the film see two cops, but if there's a group of, say, five, do you think one could be the good cop, one could be the bad cop, one could be the mellow cop, one could be the ambitious cop?
They're assimilating to hive mind, so it'll be three good and two bad, or two good and three bad, depending
on what if you have, like, four good and one bad? That bad guy must just be totally overwhelmed.
One or two of the good ones become bad. It's like magnets.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, it's because you can't have three.
Yeah, you got to be a good cop or a bad cop.
It's interesting.
Well, maybe.
Thanks.
Maybe it's that way in popular culture because of the very binary right or wrong. So the binary sense of right and wrong that is embedded in the police. But let's do a Cosmo quiz.
Sounds good.
So, your Cosmo quiz is, does he like you?
Right, I've done this one before.
Yeah, this is going to find out if you're good or bad.
I love how this, you know, you could say, oh, go to, you know, all your friends and family, a higher brain function psychologist all say he clearly doesn't like you and all the telltale signs. But Cosmopolitan say because he sent me two smiley faces, he's clearly madly in love with me.
Exactly. So does he like... So I did look for good or bad. There was no Cosmo quiz for good or bad. I thought they might do a nice or naughty. Seemed like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't.
Did you just try nice and naughty Christmas? That's what Cosmo followed Christmas.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll try that.
There's no nice and naughty. So we'll do does he like you for you. Sounds and coming good. Up, we've got should you text him back for me.
Nice.
But we'll find out if each of us is good or bad.
Right.
We could be two good cops.
That'd be annoying. So how would that work? So, we're not the bad guys. We just want to get to the truth. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. What my partner said is totally true.
We'll both cut you a deal. That's a bad bargaining.
Yeah, and then they start bargaining. They start bidding each other for the deal. So like, I'll give you immunity for your arson based crimes. I'll double the immunity. I'll give you immunity for that, and I'll drive you home.
You immunity for other crimes that you haven't committed yet, but you could.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll give you an amnesty for crimes in the future you may want to commit.
All right.
They both give him a cup of coffee.
He like you, Cosmopolitan?
Right. Is there a police version? Anyway, I mean, most people apply this to like finding a boyfriend, but we're applying it to
becoming a police person. I really hope they don't. Looking ahead of the questions, I hope they don't. But here we go.
Okay, let's go. What's the first one?
You've got two options for this question. Does he know who you are? A, yeah, we talk and we see each other, but we don't hang out. Or B, oh yeah, we hang out all the time.
So I'm pretending that I'm not looking at this person as a lover. They are like a suspect I'm interrogating.
Okay.
And I'm the person. So do we hang out a lot? Well, usually they're pretty known to police, this person, so I see them a fair bit. So yeah, we hang out quite a bit.
We hang out all the time. All right. When you think, does he like me? What's your gut reaction before you start overanalyzing it?
Right.
A, I keep thinking he does, but also I don't have any real facts to go off of. Wow, what a bad sentence. B, absolutely. I don't even know why I keep second guessing myself.
They've got so many problems. Have I heard a sentence with so many prepositions I have not heard of.
Oh wow, that
many
is
times.
And like if they were only going to pick two possible answers, why did both of them have to be the worst written things they could come up with?
What were they?
A, I keep thinking he does like me, but also I don't have any real facts to go off of. B. Absolutely. I don't even know why I keep second-guessing myself.
That's great. They sound like they're written by Yoda. The first one,
off of.
I said, I don't know any facts to go off. All right. I think it's going to be the first one. I don't really have any facts to go off of.
I keep thinking it is, but I have no facts to go off of. Who usually texts the other person first? A, it's pretty evenly split. Sometimes I text him first, but he texts me a lot too. Or B, I usually text him first.
That's a bit like kangaroos hunting packs, or sometimes on their own, or in pairs.
B, I usually text him first, but he always writes back.
That doesn't. The both are the same thing. Both are asking.
No, the first one is It's evenly split. Sometimes I text him first, but sometimes he texts me first. The second one is I usually text him first, but he will reply.
So there's no option for he always texts me first. But anyway.
No, there isn't, because if there is that option, you shouldn't be doing the does he like you quiz.
That is a good point.
Unless every text is I hate you so much.
So over the last time, I don't like you.
Yeah, like imagine like every morning it's like good morning, ugly. Hope you hurt yourself today. I hate you. Then he probably doesn't like you.
Exactly. Well, that's the next question. When he texts me, does he say, good morning, ugly? I hope you get hurt today.
But here's the other thing. There isn't an option for, I text him first, but he doesn't reply.
You could be incredibly friendly. Like, you know, how are you doing? What are you up to? I don't like you.
Yeah.
I think this one, I would say I text him a lot because I'm often saying, hi, we'd like to interview you about where you were on the night of 3rd of
so
October.
You're the one texting first.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
Isn't an
come
option
down the
for,
station.
I text him first, but he doesn't reply, which I imagine would be the case for a lot of people doing a cosmopolitan quiz. Like, once you're that far into your solitary bottle night.
As soon as they find out that you read Cosmopolitan.
Yep. What do you guys usually talk about?
That's a scary gif.
That is terrifying.
What is that, Frozen?
No, that's not Frozen. It's some horrific claymation. What do you guys usually talk about? A, work, school, or just random crap from our day. B, anything, honestly. It could be personal or what's going on at work or TV shows we love. We could talk about a blank wall for hours.
What? I've talked about some amazing blank wall. I mean, if you were at, like, an art gallery, people have...
I would say if you're in a relationship and you're talking about a blank wall for hours, you need to work at conflict resolution at IKEA a lot better.
Yeah. You need to go to a counsellor.
Yeah.
Your relationship's in trouble.
That's not a good thing.
I've never heard it so romantic. Oh, we stood at that brick wall staring.
Not even brick. Blank.
Blank.
What colour, what of the four shades of white should our blank wall be?
Yeah.
Talk about that for hours.
Off-white, I'd say. Off of white.
Off of wine.
I'd say we talk about anything. Like, because I mean, if I bring a criminal in to interview them, I'm often asking about them what they've been up to, so I'm probably asking about their day. So how's school? How's work? You know, did you break into that factory?
More like the first one, the work, first school, one. Or just random crap from the day. Okay.
Just
next
random
one.
Crap from the day, like burglary. Yeah. Go on.
Next one. Is he single? A, of course he is. Why else would I be asking if he likes me? Or B, I'm not totally sure.
Well, I mean, when I'm asking him about that spate of carjackings, I'm not generally interested in his love life, so I'm probably going to say the second.
Sure.
I don't know if he's single or not.
I don't know. It's a quiz. I need to know.
I must have absolute 100% certain verified answer. Does he like me? Well, right. I need something to go off of.
off. Question 6. Is he looking to date someone right now? A, definitely. He tells me all the time that he'd love to find someone cool he should be with.
In that case, he definitely likes you.
Yeah.
He goes around saying, I'd love to date someone. I really am so lonely at the moment, not you.
What a weird statement. Like, he tells me all the time, hey girl, I'd love to find someone cool I could be with.
Yeah. He goes around saying, you know, hi, how was your day? I'm single.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the film? Would you like to go to the cinema? Yeah. I see that they're playing Shape of Water. I'm single. Oh, yeah, and when you get a chance, can you fax across that report from July last year? I'm single. So I can say that does make any sense. What's the second option?
The second option is he looking to date someone right now? Is it doesn't seem like it. He's always talking about how he's too busy for that crap anyway.
Like, so then in either case, it's a definite. That answer basically sums up the entire quiz. If he's yes, then he's clearly interested. If he's not, then even if he is interested, there's no point because he's not.
Yeah, this is a quiz for idiots. For idiots who potentially have somebody who's already really into them and can't tell.
This is basically just pampering people's egos because they think, well, funnily enough, he does say all the time that he likes me.
Should just send this to my wife. She'd get all the positive options.
Wouldn't it be funny if she just like said no to everything? Wanting to date anyone.
Except I think on the what you guys usually talk about, it'd be work, school, or random crap from my day. It wouldn't be blank wall for hours because we are better at making paint decisions.
I was going to say, like, what do
that's
you
a
just...
bad. That's a good option. That's bad.
I mean, granted, you did that last week when you're house hunting. You probably spent hours talking about blank walls with your wife. Nah. But saying, no, that dining room wall, I don't know about that.
Matter
we can knock
of minutes.
That through.
Basically, what I do is I tell her, you decorate, and I'll be happy with it.
Nice.
It's the easiest solution. Nice.
Three clown wallpapers later.
We don't compromise, we alternate. So, like, there's some things where I'm like... It's like it's Josh's kitchen. It's Sandy's bed linen.
You're only 22, and yet I reckon you have a better grasp of marriage than most people who've been married for 30 years.
Compromise is hard. No one's happy if you alternate at this. You're like, well, I got these things.
No, well, I disagree. But we better answer this stupid question.
Is he looking to date someone right now?
Look, I don't think he's looking to date someone right now. I think he's looking to get himself out of this perjury charge.
Sure. It's perjury now. Okay. When your friends see you two together, parentheses, or just see your texts, do they think he likes you? A, yeah, everyone keeps asking us when we're just going to make out already. B, they all just say...
creepy friends.
Yeah, I know. Hey, counselor, you're my friend, so you know that person you're into? When are you two going to just make out already? Like, I stay up at night thinking about why aren't you locking lips?
Just text you at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, have you making out with your... I was just thinking the other day, have you made out with Rob again? That is creepy as, yeah.
So B, they all just say he's been really confusing.
Like that might be, because that doesn't mean he doesn't like you, though, because that might...
I know, but, like, I imagine...
Do you think...
What do you reckon the criminal's been?
I reckon the criminal is... I don't think the criminal texts the police, generally.
But when the friends see you together was another option.
Well, I think it'd be confused, because...
He'd be really confusing,
Because, like, he's trying to get out of there.
Imagine an interrogation right now, the cop comes and's like, when are you just going to make out already?
Yeah. Like, I don't understand Sergeant
Backers.
Get an
interview room, you two. Have you guys ever had a moment where you felt like he wanted to kiss you? A, basically every time I see him, so yes. Or B, sometimes I think he might want to, but usually we're just like platonic buds.
Platonic buds?
Platonic buds.
This sounds like an agriculture term.
This is botany.
It's insane.
Yeah.
All right. I think, I don't know. Like, I mean, I think for the most part, there was one time when I was interviewing the suspect about a charge of stealing a bike, and we looked into each other's eyes in a way to try and break each other, and I think we might have been kissing then, so I'd go the first one.
Basically every time I see him, so
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair I mean, enough. all that criminal, you know, that criminal police thin blue line thing might just be a giant front for sexual frustration.
Yeah, you're certainly not platonic buds.
Buds. Oh,
buds.
That's so American.
Final question. Ugh. If this was your friend, thanks for forgetting the subjunctive. If this were your friend telling you about a guy she liked and they were in the same situation you're in right now, what advice would you give her?
That is such a bad thing. I mean, that is like so basic.
Accompanied solution. Accompanied by a brief animation of Elsa from Frozen saying, let it go, which I think is accurate at this point.
At this point, yeah.
So if your friend were in the same situation, what advice would you give her? A, I'd tell her to wait a few more weeks and see if anything changes between the two of them. Or B, I'd tell her he's obviously in love with her and just stop being such an idiot and go for it already.
I'd go... What was the first option again?
Tell her to wait a few more weeks and see if anything changes.
Well, until he's confessed, I'd say that.
Yep, fair enough.
Let's get results.
How do we... Ooh, see results.
And also while we're there, we can find out 5 foods you should never eat.
Wow. Oh, that is a...
Well,
Why do men have nipples? I hope that's not a quiz. I hope that's an article.
I can't believe it. Ellen, this secret that Ellen doesn't want you to know.
Yeah. I've got a result.
What?
It's an animated image of...
Is that Mick Jagger?
That is Bilbo Baggins from the Lord of the Rings film saying, I'm sorry, when he's refusing the quest. And the answer is, you're probably just friends. But that doesn't mean you can't one day be more. Plenty of couples started off as friends for years, with one or both of them not seeing the other as a romantic option. And then, I can't.
Here's a link to your Should We Become Friends with Benefits quiz.
This is bad.
This is terrible. Well, I guess I'm
started
the good
off,
cop then.
Started off as friends for years and then eventually ended up... Booing up.
What? booing up.
I can't accept this. Let's go to a song.
Is this for ghosts?
The last line of the quiz.
Oh, goose.
I shall hold out hope for you.
What?
Little bit of support.
Not as much hope as we're holding out for the writer of this
terrible Cosmopolitan.
I feel sorry for this poor writer who's probably just thrown this together at the last minute. Probably got a late budget, thought of some gifts, thought of what they can do to fill the time, and have since had it scrutinised publicly on Breakfast Radio.
Absolutely. If you feel like we do after that quiz, the number for Beyond Blue is 1-300-224-636. If you're the writer of that quiz, give them a call now, because this is not okay.
Do you think we've sunk to the level of other Breakfast Radio shows in that we've now, like, we're having an intellectual conversation about language off air. Now, as soon as we go back on air, it's Cosmopolitan Magazine. It's
a Cosmopolitan quizzes. Well, linguistics. I'm good to bring this. Let's do a linguistic analysis of the next one. But in the meantime, here's a little commentary on this kind of journalism. It's Girls by Marina and the Diamonds. You're listening to Get Serial on 90.7 with Cake and Kel. You're listening to Get Serial on 90.7 with Cake and Kelso. We've just been joined by Clements, our newsreader, who will have everything you need to know about the world at 7 a.m. What do they need to know about the world?
Everything.
Everything, and she has
with
it.
Spare no details.
Ask her anything, she'll know.
What happened, say, in Belarus in the 1200s? What is the
What happened in Belarus in the 1200s, Clements? You heard the man.
I'm going to pass that on to the historian over here.
Well, clearly it was the Battle of Potlev when Charles III of Sweden invaded Russia and in doing so took over Belarus. Dirge.
What
clearly
a perfect
not a good
recommendation. Clements wins again.
Damn. Before the break, we were talking about, we did a Cosmopolitan magazine, we're trying to find out who's the good cop and the bad cop out of us, and I pretended to be, I used a Cosmopolitan quiz to determine what my relationship was with the suspect.
Does he
Turns
like
out
you?
We're just friends. So.
Which means you're probably the good cop.
Yes. Now, what you were going to do, what does he, what you're going to do, how
Your
does he
one
text
is,
you
Should you text him back?
Okay.
Do you want to, I'm sick of the extreme vocal fry. Do you want to just do French accents for this?
I see, that is a great idea.
Let's do French accents, alrighty. You load the quiz.
You sound so much like Danny Boy's French accent.
Oh, that's because his one is very accurate and very Parisian.
Seriously?
Oh, I see. Question one.
Why don't I interview you this time? Because you interviewed me for the last one.
Yes.
So why did he text you? What did he text you? Was it just a smiley face? Random emojis that don't even make sense. Something really, did it in Scottish? Something really personal and sweet. Or open quotes, hey. Or open quotes, you up? What does he text you?
Who is he in this context?
Well, let's go with what I did before. Let's go that you are interrogating
a suspect.
And they text you back after you text him to come to the station.
Text me. It would most likely be a smiley face because he feels he cannot get caught.
It is Mr. Off. It is he teasing you? Alright, question number two. Is this the same thing he always texts you? I love that preposition that are hanging free in the wind. Is this the same thing he always texts you? Yes, he's pretty much always the exact same text. No, somehow this is worse than his usual text, which are always pretty bad. Or no, it's different every time.
Most of his texts are threats of violence against the police, so this is somehow worse than his usual texts, which are always pretty bad.
So far, so good. If your friend told you about the guy you're texting, would you tell her to text him back? So basically, it's the last question from the last quiz.
Yes.
Except they've cut out the middleman and gone straight to question three.
Yes.
So the options are, no, I'd tell her she's a moron who should drift into the sea. What?
Yes.
Like, what
100%
a
moron
insult.
Who should drift into the sea.
Like, oh, screw you. Go on, you go and drift into the sea.
If my friend told me they were texting a possible suspect for a library heist or whatever it is, I'd probably say...
Go on, drift into the sea.
Drift into the sea.
That is it. That insult only works if they're about to go on a cruise.
Nah, it only works if they're not.
Otherwise,
it's not an insult. Alrighty, next question.
What's the best thing that could come out of texting him back? Will he? We'll just keep going back and forth with LOLs and smiley faces, and it will be a conversation, but it will be pointless. He might come over right now. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. He might actually make plans to see each other like real people. I can't believe people would actually use this to determine a love relationship. We'll have an awesome conversation.
I think plans to see each other because I need to get interrogations in the interview room and these texts do not help me.
I really hope it does not threat to come over. Is this what you really want? Eh, I had high hopes to be honest. Yes, absolutely. Not in a million freaking years. Is this what you really want?
High hopes. I just want a confession, honestly.
Excuse me while I close the doors to keep out the leaf blower. Okay, thank you. Clemens has done it. Where were we? So, question number...
No, that is the end. We have the answer.
Should you text him back the answer? Could you please read it, Josh?
Throw your phone into the ocean and then go eat cake and chill by yourself. Going back and forth for hours while not really saying anything is not a conversation. And in all honesty, he may have just copy-pasted some of his text to you and a thousand other guys. He's talking to other cops.
What? A thousand other cops.
That you is... are amazing and do not have time for that. Bye.
Bye.
With five Ys.
It sounds like the end of Mrs. Brown's Boys. So go back to the top. Go back to the top of that thing. What is it? Throw your phone into the ocean. What is the obsession with the ocean?
That's such a bad cop move. Just like throwing your... A good cop would never waste money like that. No. A bad cop would be like, I'm angry.
Like all the context
dramatic
and stuff.
Dramatic. All right, so
that
you're a good
like
cop.
Sounds like something Jack Frost or Inspector Morse would do.
You're a good cop. I'm bad cop.
You're a bad cop.
Is it news time?
I sort of thought that would happen anyway. Pretty much, yeah.
Is it news time, Clemens?
It's news time.
Let's play the news theme and do everything. Let's do the news.
This is Sin News.
Good morning, I'm Amy Clements with your 7am Sin News update. Cricket Australia has confirmed that Steve Smith and David Warner will be banned from playing cricket for 12 months as a result of ongoing investigations into the ball tampering incident. The scandal broke after Cameron Bancroft was caught on camera using sandpaper to rough up the ball in the third test in South Africa. Bancroft will be banned from playing cricket for a total of 9 months, and all three players will be required to undertake 100 hours of voluntary service in community cricket. To a medical breakthrough, and scientists claim they have discovered a new fluid-filled space inside human tissue that could be our largest organ. Thought to be dense connective tissue, this organ, called interstitium, was found by chance when scientists were looking for signs of cancer in a bile duct. The new discovery could explain how cancer cells are spread throughout the body. Overseas now, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has made an unofficial visit to Beijing, with China reporting that Kim said North Korea is committed to denuclearization. The trip was Mr. Kim's first known journey abroad since he assumed power in 2011, and analysts believe the trip was preparation for upcoming talks with South Korea and the United States. And it has been predicted that a Chinese space station, Tiangong 1, will turn into a fireball and enter Earth's atmosphere at some point over the Easter long weekend, meaning it's possible that debris will hit Earth. Potential crash sites span an area stretching from southern France to Hobart. But space archaeologist Alice Gorman told the AAP that while anything is always possible, it is highly unlikely to hit a populated area, assuming it even makes it back to Earth at all. Back home to Brisbane, and a carpet python has confused a feed with a man's slipper, later having to undergo surgery to have the footwear removed. An elderly man came across the snake while searching for his missing slipper, which he had lost days earlier. Upon seeing the shoe-size bulge in the snake's body, the dots started to connect. The surgery took just over an hour, and the python will be released back into the wild in the near future. In sport, tonight we'll see a rematch of the 2017 AFL Grand Final between Richmond and Adelaide. The game kicks off in Adelaide at 7:20pm. Checking Melbourne's forecast now, it's currently 16 degrees in the city, headed for a top of 23. That's the latest sport, news and weather. I'll be back in half an hour, but right now stay tuned to Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
Ooh, I think an alien has landed on Earth. Ooh, I think it's trying to say something. Listen to Get Serial Sat. What was that again? Oh, yes, Get Serial Saturdays. With Sam and... nipples. Ah! On Sin 90.7. Thanks, alien.
Get up.
Get out of bed.
Get coffee.
Get juice.
Get toast.
Get some form of condiment.
Get interview.
Get news.
Get music.
Get entertained.
Get naked.
You're listening to
Get Cereal.
We're still here on Get Serial 90.7 FM Thursdays, taking you through from 6, now 7, until 9 o'clock. You're here, as you are, every Thursday with Cake and Gelso and Clemens.
We are in a library this week. We realised that libraries are a scam. Just to fill in on what's going on, we realised libraries are a scam, and we are going to do a sketch about that.
Indeed.
In the meantime, because it is a police sketch, here's Every Breath You Take by the Police. You're listening to Get Serial.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.